Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Back in 2015, gravitational waves suddenly became real and went from a theoretical proposition to a directly observable reality, as we had the much publicised first detection at the LIGO Observatory in the US and by both LIGO and Virgo observatories the following year. Gravitational waves are distortions of space-time travelling at the speed of light, as postulated by Einstein. Passing gravitational waves alternately squeeze and stretch space itself by a tiny, tiny amount, caused by energetic events in the universe, such as black holes colliding. Unlike any other radiation, they can pass unhindered by intervening mass. Indirect evidence has deduced the existence of them way back in 1974 through examining the motion of a double neutron star system, that is, two incredibly dense neutron stars gradually spiralling towards each other. And now, in 2024, we have detected a few hundred what are known as candidate events, which have triggered a gravitational wave, and there are now several laser interferometer instruments around the world. These are the most sensitive gravitational wave observatories, in addition to different methods for detecting them, which have been around for decades but are not as direct. So in physics, gravitational waves is a very big subject. The European Space Agency has given the go-ahead to build a laser interferometer in space, with work starting in earnest in January next year. The Laser Interferometer Space Antenna, or LISA, features three spacecraft arranged in an equilateral triangle, with each side 2.5 million kilometres long, flying in an Earth-like orbit. The distance between the satellites is precisely monitored to detect a passing gravitational wave. Well, I hope I've not raised any expectations, as the three spacecraft are not planned to be launched until 2035. Nevertheless, this is a very, very, very interesting experiment. So this is what lead scientist Nora Lutzkendorf says. LISA is an endeavour that has never been tried before. Using laser beams over distances of several kilometres, ground-based instruments can detect gravitational waves coming from events involving star-sized objects, such as supernova explosions or merging of hyperdense stars and stellar mass black holes. To expand the frontier of gravitational studies, we must go to space. Thanks to the huge difference travelled by the laser signals on LISA and the superb stability of its instrumentation, we will probe gravitational waves of lower frequencies than is possible on Earth, uncovering events of a different scale all the way back to the dawn of time. The mission is posed to capture the predicted gravitational ringing from the initial moments of our universe and offer a direct glimpse into the very first seconds after the Big Bang. What the LISA scientists are saying is that for centuries we've been studying our cosmos through capturing light. Coupling this with the detection of gravitational waves is bringing a totally new dimension to our perception of the universe. If we imagine that so far with our astrophysics missions we've been watching the cosmos like a silent film, capturing the ripples of space-time with LISA will be a real game-changer, like when sound was added to motion pictures. So, for the propeller heads amongst you, here's how they'll do it. LISA will use pairs of solid gold platinum cubes called test masses, slightly smaller than Rubik's cubes, free-floating in special housing at the heart of each of the three spacecraft. Gravitational waves will cause tiny changes in the distances between the masses in the different spacecraft, and the mission will track these variations using laser interferometry. This technique requires shooting laser beams from one spacecraft to the other and then superimposing their signal to determine changes in the masses' distances down to a few billionths of a millimeter. The spacecraft must be designed to ensure that nothing, besides the geometry of space-time itself, affects the movement of the masses, those gold cubes, which are in free fall. Imagine that, they have to detect distances down to a few billionths of a millimetre in space. It's extraordinary. Well, that's the latest on gravitational wave detection. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.